So we're up to the bracha of Shmakolenu. Now, Shmakolenu is the epitome of tefillah. The Gemara says that if a person has someone sick at their house and they want to daven, where do you stick it in? Rifa'enu. If you need parnasa, where do you stick it in? Baruch aleinu. If you have this, where do you stick it in? At the appropriate bracha. What if you just want to stick in Hashem? If you just have anything but in Shmakolenu, you could stick in whatever you want. In other words, Shmakolenu is the general bracha for everything. This is called tefillah. Barata Hashem Shemet Tefillah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, why is it after Es Tzemach David Avdecha? Because when David HaMelech comes and Mashiach comes, then we'll have the schos of the koach of Tefillah. And therefore Shmakolenu. For Shmakolenu refers to generally the koach of Tefillah.
You
can add whatever you need.
I thought it's after Yiru L'Ratzah.
Here also, Shmakolenu. Our minig is we don't want to interrupt the middle, but really you're allowed to add in right there. Okay? So now, and that's the idea. David HaMelech says, Vani Tefillah. When David HaMelech comes, you say Shmakolenu. So Shmakolenu is really the epitome of Tefillah. Okay? Now, when we start the thing, we say, Shema, listen, Kolenu. Maze Kolenu?
Our voice.
Voice. Why doesn't it say Shema Dvarenu? Listen to our words, or Shema Tefilasenu, listen to our prayers. Why does it say listen to our voice? Well, our voice, when I'm singing opera, real voice. It should say listen to my words. A voice is when a baby cries, you listen to my voice. But I'm not crying, I'm saying a whole sitter. So why are you saying Kolenu? So what is Kolenu? You hear the question? Why are we focusing on the voice? So the answer is because the voice is, in when you have a voice, the voice indicates more than the words. Because the voice is the true essence of the person. The voice says more than what the words are. For example, I don't have it there. But the Siddur Agra says, oh, here it is. Siddur Agra says that in the Torah there's places. First of all, it's very interesting. It says in the Pasuk that by Avram and Sarah, when they were fighting about Yishmael, so in the end what happened? It says, Kol asher toimar eilecha Sarah. Whatever Sarah says, Shema bekoila, you should listen to her. Whatever Sarah says, you should listen. Rashi says, listen because and the Ruach HaKodesh Shabbat. Listen to her Ruach HaKodesh. So why Ruach HaKodesh? Maybe just she's right. The answer is because if it said her, if it meant you should listen to her words, it should have said Shema to her words. Why Kola? It doesn't make a difference what she's saying. Just listen to her because she's a Nevi'ah. Her words are not the point. The point, it doesn't matter what she's saying. It's about her. She is a Nevi'ah. Listen to her. The Siddur Agra says that the coil who coiled varim hayotzim me ratzoin ha'adam below tam. Sometimes someone asks you something and it makes no sense. It makes no sense. So why are you listening? If someone asks you for something, but you don't want to say no, but the request makes no sense. The reason you do it is because you love the person. So I'm going to do it for you. I don't really agree. I don't really want to. I don't agree. But I'm listening to you. So that's called, I'm not listening to your words. I'm listening to your voice. And I'm not listening to what you're asking. I'm listening to you. So the Siddur Agra is an unbelievable thing. He says that there was in the Milchama of Yehoshua, Yeshua asked Hashem, please make the sun stop in the middle of the sky. Right? Shemesh b'givoyin doim, or whatever. Right? That Hashem asked, Yeshua said, I want the sun to stop in the middle of the sky so that I could win the war. So Hashem said, I'll listen to your voice. What's the indication? What he's saying is, really, that request is unnecessary. So I can win the war without doing that. So why are you asking me for an unnecessary miracle? And you know what? The Avos listened to me, even though they didn't understand what I was saying. Avram says, You know what? You asked me to come. You asked me. You told me you're going to give me a son, and now you tell me to shecht him. Makes no sense. But you know what? I don't care that it makes no sense. I'm going to do it anyway. So the Avos did things for Hashem, even though they did not understand and they did not agree. And they did it just because. So he says, Hashem, what we're asking makes no sense. Why? We don't deserve it. It doesn't make sense that you should give it to us. But Shema Bakola, just listen to us because you love us. Just listen to the voice, even though the words don't make sense. We don't have a schus to ask for what we're asking.
So we're not, you come by Zerach and Zerach, where it says, Paradai, and then Chagi Hashem, and he heard our voice.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It means the cry. The cry. It means he saw the pain. He heard the cry.
But right? It's also based on the voice, not on
yes.
The deserved
yes.
Or no.
Yes, yes. It's not the word. Right.
That apply also a talk called Yaakov, is that in the day?
Could be. Yeah, could be. So in other words, the call indicates the deep, deep, deep connection that the voice comes from the depth of the person and says, Hashem, listen to my call regardless of my words.
There's more coming from the neshama, the call.
Right, right. The neshama is coming more from the call is coming more from the neshama. It's unbelievable pshat. So, okay, now, okay, so that's what Shema Kolenu. Just listen to our voice, Hashem. We said a whole entire Shmona Esrei. We said this word, that word. We asked for this, we asked for that. At the end of the day, Hashem, just listen to our voice. Forget everything we said. Forget all the words. We daven to you. Listen to the voice. Right? Like this famous story, I heard from my friend, I heard from Rabbi Shapiro also, that this guy was sitting there and he didn't know how to daven. And one day they see him by the furnace and he's saying the olive bays. He's saying the olive bays, olive bays, olive bays. So what are you saying? So he says, I don't know how to daven. So I'm saying all the letters of the olive bays. And I say, Hashem, you put it together into the right words for me. Right? So what's that? That's Shema Kolenu. That's the epitome of Shema Kolenu. I have nothing else except for my voice. I don't really have any other way to express myself. So Shema Kolenu, listen to my voice. It's a beautiful pshat. Right?
Somebody that cannot speak, that's a type of punishment or something. I cannot express himself verbally.
Right, but he still has a...
It's still is called that he has a call.
Right, yeah, he has
a call. In terms of the connection?
Correct, yeah. It's the rotzon of the person. It's the rotzon of the person, right? The Vilna Gaon says, he says, Yesh hevdel ben dibor lekol. There's a difference between dibor and kol. Dibor hu lehahatim es kavanoso. Dibor is to express precisely your kavana. Shemazber es ritzono. You explain what you want. The kol u kol dvar mayotzi meratzon adam below tam. But kol is your ratzon. It doesn't really have. That's what we're saying. It's your real ratzon. Okay. So that's the first thing. Shema kolenu. Then we say, Shema kolenu Hashem Elokeinu. Please, chus v'rachem aleinu.
Okay. Hashem Elokeinu gives you din and
rachem. Yeah, yeah.
Either way,
right. Chus v'rachem aleinu. So what's chus and rachem? So rachem, we know, means to have pity. Mercy. Mm-hmm. To have mercy. Mercy. Chus, you'll tell me the right word for it. Chus means, he says, for example, if I have an expensive glass and someone breaks it, so I'm chus, it's a waste. It's wasteful. Meaning to say, it's not in accordance to the level of the it's not in accordance with the level of the chashivas of the item to use it that way, right? So you have a homeless guy that has no food, has no clothes. So that's rachmanus. You want to have pity. But you have a guy that used to be wealthy, that's a chashiv guy, and he's in a very bad matzav. So he can't be productive. He's not doing what he could be doing. So that's chus. It's a very I think it means more like pity. It's a pity, right? It's a pity, it's a shame that the person, right? That focuses more on the level of the person. Chus aleinu means you should be chas on us. You should look at our madrega and not allow us to be so low.
Incapacitated?
Yes, something like that. So chus, how do they translate in Spanish?
Apiadate y comparece.
Apiadat?
Be compassionate.
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 Compassionate. And compandace. Yeah. So it's the same type of word. But that's the indication. The indication is that rachim is because of the lowness of the person. Chus is because of the level of the person.
That he's
a chashav person, and now he has going through right. He's going through this problem.
So
it's similar, but it's focusing on a different part of the person. One is focusing on how great the person could be, and one is focusing on how low he is now.
Oh.
Okay. So chus v'rachem aleinu. So, on every way we go, have mercy on us and pity. The kabel berachamim uveratzayim es tefilaseinu, and accept our tefillah. Berachamim is mercy, and ratzon. What's ratzon?
Will.
So the Siddur Agra says beautiful pshat. Ratzon means not because we asked for it, but rather because you want to give it. Rachamim means okay. You know, a guy comes and asks you for money. Okay, you know, enough already. I got it. You're in a very bad matzah. It's almost like I want to give you because I can't bear to hear this anymore. It's not really because I want to give you. That's rachamim. Ratzon is you see the person. You know they never asked for it, right? You know that they would appreciate this thing, so you give it to them without them asking. You fulfill their ratzon. You fulfill their ratzon. So that's rachamim. Hashem, listen to our tefillas out of rachamim, but also have a ratzon to give it to us. You know what? Even things we didn't ask for. What do you think is good for us? Give it to us out of a ratzon. Give it to us out of a will to continue it.
Because that would make the rachamim should make sense. Otherwise, what's the point of giving the rachamim if there's no ratzon?
Right. Well, rachamim is because we're desperate. We're desperate, and you see that we're not managing. So, you know, fine. Ratzon is, you know what? You don't need that raise. You're doing just fine. You're scraping it together. You know what? You didn't ask for it. I'm going to give you the raise. That's the ratzon. You don't need it. You're surviving. You're fine. Hashem says, no, but I have a ratzon to give you more. I want to give you more. So, give us what is a ratzon. You're not mechuyev to give it to us. You don't have to give it to us. And we didn't even ask for it. But it's our ratzon, so make it your ratzon. Give it to us out of ratzon. The will to give it, the wanting. You should want to give it to us.
I remember once Rabbi Pelham was learning Mr. Sharm. Mr. Sharm mentions that you can ask Hashem to just give us from Otzer Hachina. The dominion of Otzer Hachina. Even if we don't have the schut avos, the dominion of Otzer Hachina.
Right.
That would be that, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's a little different. Chino means that we don't deserve it. Right. Ratzon is something else. But I'm giving to you, maybe I'm giving it to you out of pity, but you don't deserve the pity. That's chinam. Ratzon is more. Ratzon is, I want to give it to you because I love you, and therefore, even though you didn't ask it, you don't need it, I'm going to give you extra stuff. It's even more. Okay? That's ratzon. The kabel barachim ratzon es tefila seinu. Our tefila.
Now we change the verse in Palena to Tefila Seinu.
So why do we change it here to Tefila Seinu? What? Look, so I think what we're saying is that here, Habel Barachim Uvaratzon, Es Tefil Aseinu, we should accept what we asked for. So the first thing is listen to our voice. Now we're saying listen to our voice, but and also Mekabel, the tefillas that we asked for and that we did not ask for. It's interesting. I didn't notice that, right? Why all of a sudden here are we...
We have it again later. And the bracha and shomei tefila. We have shmiya. The rest of the bracha is all. We have tefilas kol peh in the svardim. The next 3-4 lines all talk about tefila now.
Okay. Okay, I mean, ultimately, the point of it is that we said a whole tefillah, we want you to listen to our tefillah. But we start off the bracha, I guess, focusing on the fact.
Even if we didn't ask.
Even if we didn't ask, you should listen to the part of our tefillah that we didn't necessarily ask for. That's what he said. There's a part of the tefillah that we didn't even ask for. But then there's
how
a part
can
of the
he hear it if we didn't ask for it?
No. Say, accept our tefillah, but accept the baratzah. So, for example, I asked you, give me parnasa, give it to me baratzah. Things that I may not have necessarily asked for. Give it to me baratzah, right? So give me baratzah.
That's on the koleinu. Right. Understand.
Yeah, that goes more on the koleinu part.
Okay.
Now, then it says, so there's a couple of concepts here. So kabel barachamim uveratzon have ratzon es tefilos seinot tefilos shikel shomer tefilos v'sachanunim. Now we're on tachanunim. What's tachanunim? So tefilos and tachanunim are two different levels. Tefila is when I'm asking for something very, very calculated. I thought it out. Hashem, you are atachonin l'adam das. So it makes sense for you to give me das, right? Kikel Malach Moicha V'Soleach. So V'Soleach, you control the world. You give everyone parnasa. Give me parnasa. Tachanunim is we're asking. We weren't just asking because it makes sense. We were asking because of tchina. We're just begging. You know what? Even if you never, you know, you go to a big old sucker, you give the whole world sucker. Give me. Then you go to the guy and say, I don't know if you ever gave anyone money. I don't know if you ever heard of the word tzedakah. I don't know if you believe in tzedakah at all. But I need you to give it to me. Not because it makes sense. Because I'm a tchina. I'm begging of you to give it to me. That's tchina. So tefillah is like, you know, you're coming in as a tefillah. You're coming in as a request. Tchina is you're coming in begging. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. Kol oisa tefilosoi keva. You're not yotzei. Ela ha'oisa tachanunim. You have to make a tachanunim lefnei hamakom. Right?
What's the shorash of tachanunim? Not chinam, right?
Choinein. To like give it, right? For you know. So tachanunim is things for out of chain. You know, it's begging, basically. So the way you're supposed to daven is every tefillah is supposed to be tachanunim. Every tefillah is supposed to be tachanunim lefnei hamakom. If you make your tefillah not tachanunim, it's not good. You're supposed to make your tefillah dafka tachanunim. Okay? Umil fanecha malkeinu, and from before you are king. So reka malteshvin. Now in this asfar we start off avarachaman. Now we say malkeinu. Because there's two bechinas, there's two ways to ask for rachamim. And we have to say, Milfanecha, Malkeinu, our king, Reikam al Tashvin. Don't send me back Reikam. Don't send me back empty-handed. Give me a little bit of what I asked for. Ki ata shemeya, you hear the tefillah. So you're right, we switch back to tefillah from Kol here. Amcha Yisrael, Barachamim. So ultimately, again, this is basically sums up everything in the tefillah. You listen to the tefillah that have rachamim. So I want you to listen to our tefillahs that have rachamim. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tefila and Hashem Yerla Shemea Tefila. So in other words, the concept over here is, I forgot this little minor. The concept is that Tefila, the only way we could request it, we have to understand that Tefila is a double-edged sword. There's the Tefila on the one hand is, is the words, has a koach be'etzem, but there's another part of Tefila, which is It makes no sense, and it doesn't. No reason for Hashem to ask, except for that we're here and He loves us. and you're trying to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the kol of it. And that's the tachanunim, the kol part. I don't know what we're saying, but we're saying something. The tachanunim part, we're being mechanin to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tefillah part is more, listen, we said these words, and look, and to try to see that we had kavana, and we tried to do the right thing with these words, and try to accept the tefillah. So it's really double-edged sword. This is really mentioned in Yaakov Avinu. He says, in Parshas Vayechi, the famous Brisperos, in Parshas Vayechi, it says here that that Yaakov Avinu talks about the city of Shechem, and it says, "Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori, I took the city of Shechem, v'charbi uvekashti, with my bow and arrow." But the Targum says, "Bitzalusi uvevausi, I took it with my prayers. I got it with my tefillah." Okay, so then what's the two levels of tefillah? Charbi and kashti. So what's a charev and what's a keshes? A charev is a sword. A sword is a weapon. A sword has the power to kill people. Right? So the sword is referring to the words of the tefillah. It's very strong words. A person just says it and it's powerful. It's like, but kashti is a bow. It only has power because you put power into it. Otherwise, it's useless. So there's certain types of tefillah that only has power because you put the power into it. You put the kavana. So there's two angles to tefillah. There's the words of the tefillah. That's the cherev. There's the words of the tefillah. No matter what your kavana is, Hashem, listen to the words. Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Nevi'im wrote these words. You know that the words are old, the words of the tefillah are older than the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Shemoneh Esrei are older than the words of the Mishnah. They're written by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The Mishnah was written by Rebbe. It's the words of the Mishnah, of the Tefillahs are very powerful words. But then there's parts that's nothing to do with the words. That's me. So I'm saying I should listen to the words that I said and try to look as if I said it with Kavanah. Look as if I said it properly. But you know what? Even if I didn't say any words at all. But look at me. And I'm begging. And we have a relationship. Avarachama, right in the beginning of. And look at me. Look at my kol. Look at my ratzon. Look at my tchina. That part of the tefillah. And accept that as well. So there's two parts to it. It's the charbi v'kash. And that's really going. That's a little bit of back and forth over here between the rachamim and the ratzon, the tachanun and the shema kolenu. That's what we're referring to. The two levels of tefillah. And that's what we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should listen to us.
Thank you. Okay.